Now, let me move on here. Verse 25, and this is the promise, that he hath promised us even eternal life. Now, this is a very important verse here, because the next verse joins with it. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. In other words, there were those that were now coming along, beginning to deny the Father and the Son, beginning to deny that the Lord Jesus Christ was who he claimed to be. And they were seducing some of those that were professors. And now John says, the thing that you must hold on to is this, that he promised you eternal life if you put your faith in Christ. Now, he says, you don't need to add anything to that. You don't need what the Gnostics were teaching. They pretended to have super-duper knowledge, that they knew a little bit more than anyone else. And I'm afraid today that there's a real danger, actually, in a great many people that are going to so many Bible classes. There's a danger of becoming a super-duper saint. A lady said to me the other day, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't appreciate it very much because I know her husband so well, and he's a wonderful Christian. Now, she's been going to Bible classes, and they've been fine. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not criticizing them. But she was adopting a very superior attitude toward her husband, and she knew more than he knew, and that she was really the one that could teach him. And very frankly, I don't think she could. I think that he's a very intelligent man, and he's not able to be in as many Bible classes as she is. But what he hears, he takes it down, and it has an effect upon his life. So that there's a real danger of present-day Gnosticism, of professing to have a super knowledge and maybe a super experience, and that you become a super-duper saint, and there's no one just quite in your class. And that's a dangerous position to come to, because if you come into a knowledge of Christ and you begin to grow in grace and in the knowledge of him, you will have the same experience that John the Baptist had. John the Baptist said, he must increase, I must decrease. And I believe that if any man is honest when he studies the Word of God, and I'm getting ready to make a confession to you, and I hope you won't let this out. We're not going to tell anybody except just you folk, and I hope we can just keep it in the family. And it's this. The thing that, in one sense, is a little disturbing to me in my study of the Word of God is that it doesn't reveal how much I know. It reveals how much I don't know and how woefully ignorant I am. I think back over my ministry and things that I'm studying now, and I'm studying the Bible now as I never have in my entire life, but things I thought I knew when I graduated from seminary, well, I practically knew it all then. There was very little that I thought I needed to learn after that. But very frankly, I thought there were certain things I knew at that time. Well, I'm coming today to find out I didn't know them at all. I thought I did, but I didn't know them at all. And the vast field of knowledge today for the child of God, and it behooves us, friends, to make this matter of coming to know Christ through his word, make it a serious business and give it top priority in our lives. That's the thing that's all important. And that's all that John is really saying here. He says, I don't want you to become a super-duper saint. I want you to rest upon these things. Now he's moving into the area where he's going to say to them very definitely that you know him as your Savior. Hold on to that. But now you want to have communion with him and the Father and have fellowship with him and the Father and with other believers.